You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Legislatures in several states worked diligently since the 2020 election to make it harder to vote. Citizens in some of those states, like Michigan, have had enough and passed a citizens' initiative to guarantee the freedom to vote. Promote the Vote 2022 collected almost 670,000 signatures to get it on the midterm ballot. It overcame lawsuits and an attempt to block it in the Michigan Board of Canvassers, and Promote the Vote prevailed on November 8th by a 60% to 40% margin. Promote the Vote requires 9 days of early voting, increasing access for working, disabled, and transportation-challenged voters. It recognizes the fundamental right to vote without harassment and guarantees that Michigan voters serving in the military will have their ballot counted if postmarked by Election Day. Voters can provide a photo ID or, if necessary, a signed affidavit in order to vote. It provides voters with a single application to vote absentee in all elections and requires prepaid postage for absentee ballots and a secure drop box for every 15,000 voters. To address concerns for post-election manipulation of results, it stipulates that only election officials may conduct post-election audits and that canvassing boards can only certify elections on the number of votes cast. More tomorrow on another winning citizens initiative in Nevada. We have links to articles on the initiative and Michigan groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.